Texas. Chairman of the party, Greg Hands, opened the event by telling delegates they are likely to be the underdogs in the next general election. But he says they should be proud when out campaigning.
We shouldn't be apologetic about what a conservative government led by Rishi Sunak means. It means strong and decisive long-term action on the things that matter most to people.
The family of the girl killed after a school coach crashed on a motorway say she was warm-hearted and her death has left a massive void in their lives. They also describe 15-year-old Jessica Baker as a devoted sister. At least 13 people have been killed in a fire at a nightclub in Murcia in southeast Spain. Officials say the number of dead is likely to rise as several people inside the building are still missing. Nearly 90 retailers, including Boots and the Co-op, have written a joint letter to the Home Secretary. They are demanding action over rising crime rates in their shops. The British Retail Consortium says incidents of violence towards workers almost doubled on pre-pandemic levels last year. Our reporter Emma Birchley says they want a change in the law to tackle it.
We're talking about organised gangs. It could also be a member of staff challenging someone about their age. And now there is this call asking for there to be a standalone offence of assaulting or abusing a retail worker.
To sport, and Europe are within touching distance of victory at golf's Ryder Cup, leading the USA 14-10. The hosts are just half a point away from regaining the trophy in Rome. And Nottingham Forest came from behind and looking to be heading for a 1-1 draw at home to Brentford in the closing stages of the Premier League's only game of the day. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
And this is your weather on Sunday, the 1st of October. Tonight, it's going to be partly cloudy with some clear spells developing for the more southeastern areas of the county. Patchy light rain is possible in the north of the region later on in the night, but it's going to be mild with temperatures overnight at 15 degrees. On Monday morning, we're going to be waking up to a rather cloudy day with some brighter intervals later on, especially earlier in the day and also later on. Some local heavy showers are possible, especially later in the north of the region. The maximum temperature tomorrow is still a balmy 20 degrees, and that's your weather.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Programme here on Phoenix FM. Thank you very much to Vicky and Paul for that cracking show. Coming up in this week's episode, we've got an amazing interview with singer-songwriter Anna Pancaldi, talking about her new single, Stay This Way, and her forthcoming tour. And in the studio, we have got Madge Birch from Brenham and Birch and friends to tell us more about a youth-led initiative coming to Brentwood for all budding young creatives. Our playlist this week is songs that make me happy. Hope they'll make you happy as well. And we're officially in autumn now, so looking forward to getting into that autumn groove and planning for some of our winter festivities. And we do have to talk about the C word, Christmas. So let's get on with the show. I'm Claire, and this is the Arts Programme on Phoenix FM.
I've learned to slam on the brake before I even turn the key, before I make the mistake, before I lead with the worst of me. Give them no reason to stare, no slipping up if you slip away. So I got nothing to share, no, I got nothing to say. Step out not step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the glass, waving through a window. Oh, I try to speak but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching people pass. I'm waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me? We start with stars in our eyes. We start believing that we belong. But every sun doesn't rise. And no one tells you where you went wrong. Step out of the sun if you keep getting burned. Step out of the sun because you've learned, because you've learned. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching people pass. When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? When you're falling in a forest and there's nobody around, do you ever really crash or even make a sound? Did I even make a sound? Make a sound. On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak but nobody can hear, so I wait around for an answer to appear while I'm watching people pass, waving through a window. Can anybody
That was Ben Platt with Waving Through a Window. Have you heard that one before? It's from the hit musical Dear Evan Hansen, and it's won 6 Tony Awards, a Grammy Award, and the Olivier Award for Best Musical, and is a deeply personal and profoundly contemporary musical about life and the way we live it. Evan Hansen, if you haven't heard of the musical or the film, is a high school senior with severe social anxiety disorder whose letter to himself was not meant to be seen by others and lands wrongly in the hands of a classmate who unfortunately dies as a result of it. But the incident sends Evan on a journey of self-discovery and gives him the chance to be finally accepted by his peers and live the life he never dreamed he could have. I have to say, I didn't manage to see the musical when it was in London, and it's not there now, but of course you can watch the film. And it has really, the musical was, and a couple of other musicals, was really kind of fundamental of getting young people into musical theatre as well. So it's a great example of a fantastic show turned into a musical. But this week, I haven't matched my busy week of last week for getting out and about, but I have done a couple of things. Do you remember Steve Mortimer that came on the show a few weeks back? He was telling us about his gig with Tonic Music, which supports musicians' mental health, and the British Association for Performing Arts Music, which is the clinical support for performing artists. And they had a show at the Hotbox last night. And it was really great. It was a full venue. Really happy to see so many people at the Hotbox coming out in support of this great cause of Steve and his new album, and also of Tonic Music, and supporting a fundraiser for musicians all across the UK. It was the release of Steve's first album, Psalms from the Gutter. So if you haven't found that one yet, please do have a look for that on all your streaming services. And it was also great to see our one and only Michelle Ward singing along with Steve's band. Well done, Michelle. You sounded absolutely amazing. I don't think I've ever seen as many people on the stage at the Hotbox as I did last night. It was a very packed stage, but it was absolutely brilliant. If you want to help the work of Tonic Music in delivering good mental health and recovery through music to the music industry, you can support them by going to their website and clicking on donate. It's www.tonicmusic.co.uk/donate. And if you want to get more involved with Steve, follow SR Mortimer on your streaming services and socials, and help him spread the word about his new album. And we're going to play one of his tracks coming up in a minute. But have you watched the final episode of The Woman in the Wall? I've been talking about this for the last few weeks, and I do need to watch it again because I watched it once, and now, as with most things, I need to watch them two or three times. But I think we're going to talk about that next week when Natalie is back, just to give you all a chance to watch it if you hadn't. And I'm also delighted to see in my viewing this week that Race Around the World is back, this time with celebrities, which, to be honest, I think I'm a bit less interested in. But the journey from Morocco to Tromsø, everybody quickly Googles Tromsø, and where is it? It's at the top of Norway, nearest the Arctic, so it's a real feast for the senses and an incredible natural light displays. So it's really fun. I've watched the two episodes in, I think we're in now. I think there's another one this week. But it's very much, if you're interested in touring across Europe, then this is the one for you, because it's going into all sorts of wonderful places. They've done, from Morocco, they've done France and Spain and Portugal, and they're now going off to one of the islands. So it's been really interesting. And I don't know if I should say this, really, because you might all think I'm going slightly mad, but it wouldn't be a complete week without Barbie. And I've watched it again this time with friends who hadn't seen it. But watching it with them, I saw some other things that I hadn't seen before. And I did have to sort of curb my enthusiasm for telling them about all the Easter eggs that I told you about last week that are in the Barbie film, and not ruin the film for them as well. Are there too many times that you can watch a Barbie film? I don't know. I might have to limit myself. It's now, I'm up to 5 now. So if I get to 10, maybe that's a bit of a worry. Anyway, I'll let Natalie decide next week when she's back. She's still working away in Kazakhstan this week, but she will be back with us next Sunday, and we'll be hearing all about the No Collective mural creation from her trip. But in the meantime, we have got a packed show, so let's get on with our interview later on with Anna Pancaldi. But next up, we're going to be welcoming Madge Birch from Brennan and Birch to tell us more about the opportunities for young people coming shortly to Brentwood. So we're going to be back after this song from SR Mortimer, Steve. This is Shipwrecked.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
Looking for a new career? Want to improve your work-life balance by working locally? Come along to the free Brentwood Jobs Fair on Wednesday the 11th of October from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Brentwood Centre. Speak face-to-face with over 40 local employers and training providers about job vacancies, apprenticeships and training courses across a wide range of sectors. To find out more and view the list of employers, please visit Brentwood Jobs Fair.eventbrite.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Colder with each day. When you love.
things out, and I didn't want to tell him. But it was then I had to say. Over the times we shared, it's all blackened out. And my bat lightning heart wants to fly away.
And that was S.R. Mortimer with Shipwrecked, followed by Butterfly Ashes, What's a Girl to Do? But joining me in the studio now is Madge and Gracie. Hello, Madge. Hello, Gracie. How are you doing?
Hello. We're good.
Hello. Good. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in today. We are here to talk about this new initiative that's coming to Brentwood. But first of all, let's just talk a bit about, tell us what it is and how it's developed.
It's a big question.
It is a big question.
It's an initiative by Brennan and Birch, mm-hmm. and it's through Big Smile Collective, which is our sustainable community arm, mm-hmm. and it's called a youth art factory. So that's what it is we're trying to do. And the idea with that is bringing things to Brentwood for young people that they may not have already and creating a safe space for them to come into.
So what is a youth art factory entail then? What kinds of things can people get up to?
Anything and everything. So we're looking for real live projects with the Brentwood Youth Centre. We're hoping the first project will be their garden area and doing graffiti on the walls, potentially with the artist who created the graffiti in the first place.
Oh, nice.
So kind of getting involved with real life art and design projects, and also just coming along and doing an arts award.
So we'll come to that in a second about what people can get involved with here in Brentwood. But let's just go back a little bit, because you came on the show a while ago. I can't remember when you last came on the show. You've been on the show a couple of times, I'm sure. But just in case people have forgotten, Brennan and Birch, so you're an artist practice, aren't you? You're an artist duo and business. So just tell us a little bit about your beginnings, how you put Brennan and Birch together, and a little bit about the work that you do.
Of course. So it's me and Lisa. We met at school, so we've been doing something creatively ever since then. We started in 2000 officially, so Brennan and Birch is 23 years old.
Wow.
I know. I feel old just saying that.
Yeah, but when you get to 25, then you can do like a proper big party.
I was saying that, so Lisa, yeah. How are we going to celebrate?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so, and you started off life, and you worked together on in fashion, didn't you? Weren't you, you had a fashion
Yeah, we did. I went to fashion college, and then we started a fashion brand together, and we sold that on a market stall in Camden, then we had a shop. And then we sort of went sideways into interiors and doing art on flat surfaces. So we've done quite a lot of different product design over those 23 years.
Yeah. And we've been talking a lot about, you do quite a lot of stuff with Havering Changing and with the No Collective as well. So you've been also involved in some of those projects, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. Getting involved in creating cultural spaces, kind of placemaking within Havering. When we moved from North London, there wasn't as much culturally. So we've been trying to help make a scene there.
And I think, I'm sure Natalie was talking about some of the workshops and things that Lisa had done. She'd been doing some drawing workshops. And then, of course, you've been involved in the Yay Mates stuff as well, haven't you? So bringing that kind of connecting the creative community together through Havering and now coming into Brentwood as well.
Yeah, and helping young creatives, which is also kind of where this is coming from. So helping young creatives and now helping young people to become creative. So it's kind of a thread through a lot of what we're doing.
And it's, those networks have been really important, haven't they? I mean, you've seen that through Yay Mates. You saw it through Havering. We're seeing it in Brentwood now. And I think it's just the Brentwood Council have been supporting that. And I think they've just seen that the kind of the value of people coming together and connecting with each other creatively and sharing some of those experiences, learning some things as well. I think they've all been really valuable, haven't they?
Yeah, and the whole idea of kind of getting lots of artists together with the Yay Mates, for example, getting lots of artists together, teaching each other skills, but also supporting each other through what is quite a hard career to have.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to Anna Pancaldi about this as well. It's like sometimes it's quite, you can be on, you feel like you're quite on your own, can't you? You're quite lucky because there's two of you, I suppose, so you can bounce off each other.
We are lucky, but, you know, with that, there's two of us, but I'm 50. Lisa won't mind me saying she's just 51. but part of what we're trying to do is bring young people into what we're doing, because we can guess what people want, but we can't actually determine that ourselves. So a key part of the project is that young people are shaping it and helping to teach other people skills as well.
And we talk about all these buzzwords in the arts, like we talk about these co-creation, co-design, and we have all these buzzwords, but what does it actually mean to have young people involved in the design? So I'm going to bring Gracie in. So Gracie, you got involved in this in the Chelmsford version of this, is that right?
Yeah, so I become a young volunteer because I think Madge was in the skate park. She's given out leaflets, and then I saw they was creative. So then I got involved with it, and then I started obviously becoming a young volunteer with it. And then a couple of times I've helped her hand out some leaflets, but it's just like a nice place to go to. Like, I get on with Madge and Lisa a lot. Like, Lisa's just so like me, so funny. Madge helps me with a lot of things, so it's.
It's kind of more than just turning up and being creative, isn't it? It's being part of something as well. I think that's really important.
Yeah, it's nice as well that I do get on with them. And it's nice to obviously help them do creative things.
Yeah. And so you obviously were attracted to doing something creative. What about arts and culture is it that you love?
It's more like colouring and...
you love music as well, though, don't you? Because you were talking to me before about how much...
It's good, like, in Chelmsford, in the Hotbox, obviously, they sometimes play music. So then, like, it helps me get on with my colouring a lot more as well, because I have something that I can focus on, and, like, music kind of just helps my mind.
So the Youth Factory actually took place in the Hotbox in Chelmsford, didn't it? So that was about bringing young people together in a creative space that's really relaxed space.
Yeah.
And doing stuff today, doing some creative things together. And I think it's about you kind of deciding what it is you want to do in that space as
I think if obviously you don't enjoy something, you're not going to do it. But I suppose when there's more young people, you like just... I don't know how to explain that. You get like... I don't know what the word is. It's like you just kind of like see something that you like, you get into it, and then you just do it more and more and more.
That's really important, isn't it? Because, I mean, we've been talking a bit about like what motivates you to do things, and and being motivated to do something is a really important part of feeling an achievement as well. So when you're doing art and culture and music, is that kind of the thing that motivates you to get things done?
So obviously I have ADHD, and it's hard to sit still for a lot of things. I do suffer in school with it sometimes, but I just have to deal with it. But when I'm in the Hotbox or I'm listening to music or I'm colouring, it just kind of helps my mind rest a little bit. So it's like I'm not so like hyperactive, and I just chill out a little bit then.
And the event that I went to last night at the Hotbox, which was Steve Mortimer's gig, which was all about supporting musicians with mental health, but very much kind of talking about how we all use music to help us to not just understand the world around us, but also kind of therapeutically we use it to help to help our moods, don't we? So can you tell me a little bit about your music taste? What do you like in music, and what are the things that help you? What kind of songs?
So a lot of the time, like, I don't mind what songs I listen to, but then other times I don't enjoy the song as much. I enjoy like the beat or something of it. So it's like I kind of just get into like, I don't know if Madge has heard when if I played a song near Madge, but like sometimes I'll like sing the lyrics to it because I like the song, or sometimes I'll just like dance around sort of to the beat of the song.
Yeah, I think it's really amazing when you talk to people about their musical interests and their musical loves, that you get so many stories from people's lives. When you start talking about the song that you heard when this happened, or the song that you go to in a when you're in a particular mood, I think that's music gives us that ability to really explain how we feel, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think as well, sometimes I listen to different songs depending on like how my mood is that day. Yeah. Like if I'm feeling okay that day, I'll play like, I don't know what it's called. It's like songs that will like
lift you up a bit, like really like happy, uplifting songs.
Yeah, if I'm like depressed a little bit, I probably won't listen to songs that is as bassy. I won't listen to songs like, it's hard to explain, but
I know what you mean though, because like, You sort of choose the song to help your mood, don't you? So listening to things that make you feel even more kind of low when you're already feeling low, sometimes you need that, but sometimes you also need to be lifted out of that
space.
Yeah,
sometimes if I'm low, I might listen to songs that also make me feel low.
Yeah.
But then I might then, like, if I start to feel even more low, I might then just put a song on that will make me feel better and move my way, like,
I do think it's fascinating how much we make those choices about different music. But we're going to talk a little bit more about the Youth Factory coming to Brentwood in a minute. But it's happened already in Chelmsford. So you tried it out, basically. You did a pilot in Chelmsford.
Yeah, so it's been part of the LSEP pilot incubator scheme there. So we had an idea.
Is
Local Cultural and Educational Partnership.
That's it.
If I've got that right. And thankfully, we've been allowed to test out the idea in Chelmsford, and the fact that Gracie was a young volunteer and had ADHD isn't an accident. We actively wanted people to help shape it who are neurodiverse, mm-hmm. so she's a key part of the project, and we're really grateful that she's helping us.
And I think that's the part, that's the kind of what Gracie's just been talking about, is exactly what co-created and co-design means. It means that you get young people in a room and you say, what are the things that you want to do and how do you want to do them, and then you help and support them to do them, but they're doing it for themselves and doing it because it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? If Gracie, if you want other young people to come and do those things with you, your influence on how what those things look like and how they should be run is really important.
Yeah, I think as well, like when I've started to become a young volunteer with Madge, like the first thing she did say to me is like, pick some things that I like, and like, she will try her best to make it so it's something I enjoy,
mm-hmm.
because if I don't enjoy it, I'm not gonna go. Or if like other young volunteers come and they don't enjoy it, they're not obviously gonna keep going. But obviously I've liked the work I've been doing with Madge, so I haven't mind to keep going. It's nice.
And if you like could wave your magic wand and say, you know, the next few years looks like this, what do you see yourself going into kind of a creative job in the future? Do you see that?
Yeah, I think now as well that I know, me being a young volunteer for Madge can go on my CV, I think mm-hmm. it was.
Yeah.
Then I know as well that if I want to do something creative, I know I've got that in my background to like help me. So obviously,
you've made a really important part, Gracie, which is that important point, which is that volunteering as a young person is a really important thing to show to other people, whether it's college, whether it's university, whether it's employers, that you've taken part in something, and that makes you stand out from everyone else. And also that it's such an important thing to volunteer on so many levels. So for you, it makes you feel better about your life, it makes you connected with other people, but other people can see that you've done that. And it's something that I know I've done that as an employer. I've employed people on the basis that they've done so much amazing volunteering. They may not have all the skills in the world that I need for that job, but their attitude is to want to go and do those things, and volunteering really shows that. So it's great that you've got that on your CV.
Yeah, sometimes like my language is not the best. Sometimes, like, if I'm having a bad day, I can come across rude. But, yeah, I may not have, like, the right skills or of the best attitude to be, like, a proper volunteer. But I think maybe next year or the year after I'll be able to, like...
You're perfect the way you are, Gracie.
I mean, to be honest, Gracie, there's not many... And you said you were 14?
Yeah.
There's not many 14-year-olds that volunteer for things. So, you know, it's a massive step forward that you've decided to do this. And I think you're a really great example for other 14-year-olds.
Yeah, hopefully by the time I'm 16, I'll be able to, do volunteering properly, because it's not only Maggie I want to volunteer with. I want to volunteer with, like, things like where I can, like, help children. If I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, that would be amazing. Well, look, you're on the right journey, clearly. We're going to come back after this, a bit of more music, and we're going to talk a bit about how to get involved with it here in Brentwood. But let's just have a bit of Breeze Blocks.
She may contain the urge to run away, but hold her down with soggy clothes and Breeze Blocks. Cedrazine, your fever's greet me again. Never kisses, or do you ever send our full stop? Do you know where the muffins go? They go along to take your way down how we build our breakfast down and say my love, love, love. La 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 la, muscle to muscle, toe to toe. The fear has gripped me, but here I go. My heart sings as I jump up. Girl, I can tell that my heart is shining in my love, my love, love, love. She bruises calls, she's blood as pistol shows. Hold her down with soggy clothes and Breeze Blocks. She's morphine, queen of my vaccine. My love, my love, love, love. Down with soggy clothes and Breeze Blocks. Jamaline, disinfect the scene. My love, love, love. Please don't go. I love you so, my lovely.
We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun.
We start out walking in love.
together. And when the evening comes, we smile. So much of life ahead. We'll find a place where there's room to grow. And yes, we've just begun.
So that was The Carpenters with We've Only Just Begun. And before that, we had Alt J with Breeze Blocks. And we are still in the studio with Madge and Gracie. Hello, both of you. Thank you for staying with us.
Hello.
And we're just going to talk a little bit about, we talked about where it had come from and kind of Gracie's influence and how this is, and young people's influence and how this is being designed. So tell us about what's going to happen in Brentwood. This is now coming, the Art Factory is coming to Brentwood, which is very exciting. Brentwood's getting some good stuff at the minute.
Very exciting. So we've done a couple of pre-events in the skate park in King George's, and that started off because we came and did some things for the council.
That's
skateboard
right. Yeah.
Days, and working with DRCC Youth and Essex Youth Services, we did a couple of pop-ups over the summer with the youth bus and did a skate and scooter day and had lots of giveaways from Fire Academy, which was amazing. So that was a little taster of what's to come. And now what we're doing is a regular Saturday club from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Brentwood Youth Centre.
Nice. So who else is getting involved in this then? Because this idea of this art factory is a bit of a partnership thing as well, isn't it? So are there organisations across Brentwood getting involved in this?
Totally. It's a large partnership. So starting with the council, obviously the council are supporting this, and we've received UK SPF money to start this in Brentwood, which is why we're able to do that.
Nice.
So great. We've got the council and the government behind it, which is absolutely amazing. We've also got Essex Youth Services on board, who are allowing us to use the youth centre and also supporting us with the development of how it's going to look. And then we've got local employers and local businesses as well that are getting involved.
So this is fantastic. So do you know yet what those local businesses and all those other partners are going to be doing? Are they offering sort of time in their spaces, or are they coming to kind of talk to young people? Do we know what they're doing, or is it really down to what the young people want?
It's down to what the young people want, but there are some ideas around creating work experience pathways for young people, receiving arts awards at the club, but also being able to go on and volunteer, so getting a bronze arts award, moving up to silver and gold. And for those higher levels, they might want to go off and do work experience with local employers, and also using cultural venues like Brentwood Theatre, places like that, and making sure that we're connecting in with what's already going on in Brentwood and connecting young people to things they might not know are on their doorstep.
That's really great. I mean, so if you were thinking about, for our listeners, if you are a young person yourself, or you know of young people that might be interested in this, tell us all the details, Madge. What should people know?
What do they need to know? So I'm going to read from my leaflet so I get it right. It's going to be a safe place in the town centre for young people aged 11 to 17, where they can learn new skills, they can get free food, soft drinks and Wi-Fi. They can meet industry professionals, study an arts award for free, mm-hmm. weekly drop-in sessions with all materials provided in a warm and friendly environment. What more do you need?
What more do you need, indeed? And from what Gracie was saying as well, is that, you know, for people to be able to just come and drop in and do what they want and stay for however they want, that's really, really great. But that having that creative environment, and also something you can end up being a volunteer like Gracie and putting that on your CV and doing even more. So there's lots of options. It's just really great to have this in Brentwood, because there are some things out there for young people in Brentwood, but there's not a lot. So it's really great that this is coming. What are you excited about for this project? Because you've done a version of it in Chelmsford. What are you excited about it?
I think we're excited to have our own wall so we can put the artwork up, because obviously Hotbox is great, but it's got his own decor, so we'll have a space. We're excited that there's a kitchen there. So, Gracie, what are you going to be doing?
I like cooking.
Do you? Yeah. Oh, cool. You've got loads of talents.
A lot of the time I cook with my nan. I get on really well with my nan, so a lot of the time I do cook with nan. I was just saying about staying for as long as you want. Mm-hmm. It's 11 till 2, But you don't have to stay like the whole time. Most of the time I do, but it just depends on how
energy. But if somebody just wanted to drop in for a bit, that's okay as well, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, what do you like cooking?
Actually, at the moment, I like cooking steak.
Oh, nice. Sophisticated. Yeah. What's your all-time favourite meal that you do with your nan then? What's her? What's the kind of recipe that you have inherited from your
chicken
nan?
Chicken casserole.
Oh, gosh, nice. Mm. That's nice. We're at the time of year for casseroles now as well, aren't we? It's starting
my nan
to get
makes the best.
Does she? Oh, shout out to your nan, please. Say thanks to your nan on here. Okay, so it's going to be a really nice, relaxed atmosphere. So your wall, you were just talking about having a wall, having space to put all this artwork up or to use that wall. Where's that wall going to be?
So that's just a wall inside the Arts Centre, but as I mentioned earlier, there will be the chance for young people to put their stamp on the Youth Centre. We're hoping to get involved in doing a bit of interior design there and
really
external work in the garden to make the space really welcoming to everybody and to work with local artists on the wall.
That would be really cool, especially for doing stuff like if you could end up doing stuff in the garden with growing things and all that. That would be really, really cool. So it very much feels like that hermit space, which is for young people, but it's about encouraging all young people to be able to come in, because I think sometimes it feels like it's only there for some types of young people.
I think that's a really good point, Claire. I think one of the things I haven't mentioned is the Youth Art Factory is meant to be for people who maybe wouldn't normally go to a youth club for whatever reason. A lot of the young people there might be coming independently, so that's why it's in the town centre, so parents don't need to drop them off. Mm-hmm. It's hopefully a space that isn't too controlled, and I'm hoping that will mean it can be shaped by the young people that come there.
Cool. Well, look, all the best of luck for that. Gracie, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
I just wanted to say, that because it's on Saturdays, it's not like if young people wanted to go, they haven't got to worry about not being able to go, because it finishes at 2. Obviously, mm-hmm. if you're at school, you obviously can't go to it.
Yeah.
But because it's on Saturday, you don't really
exactly
have to worry about it.
Yeah, easy to get to on a Saturday. Centre of Brentwood, so really easy for everyone to access. And yeah, good luck with it. When does it start? Remind me.
It's starting this Saturday, the 7th of October.
Fantastic. We will put all the details on the show notes for the podcast as well, so thank you very much. And Gracie and Madge, thank you so much for coming in, and you've been fantastic. I'm hoping that we might hear a bit more from Gracie in the future, and maybe do a little bit of the segment of the arts program in the future.
Yeah,
cool. All right, thank you both so much. Let's have a bit of Hot Chip after this.
Repetition really is on you, and when it feels this way, I really
House had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
It was just two lovers sitting in the car, listening to Blonde, falling for each other. Pink and orange skies, feeling super childish. No Donald Glover. Missed call from my mother. Like, where you at tonight? Got no alibi. I was all alone with the love of my life. She's got glitter for skin, my radiant beam in the night. I don't need no light to see you shine. We were just two lovers, feet up on the dash, driving nowhere fast, burning through the summer. Radio on blast, make the moment last. She got solar power, minutes feel like hours. She knew she was the baddest. Can you even imagine falling like I did for the love?